February 13th, Saturday. What are the 10 blessings that you will receive? Number 1. You'll gain independence to survive under all circumstances. Number 2. You'll stand a person who knows spiritual truths before absolute spiritual facts. Number 3. You'll have discernment to see what others cannot, and you'll destroy frames. Number 4. You'll receive the answer of synergy that saves others. Number 5. You'll discover answers and opportunities within crises. Number 6. You'll receive the blessing of winning without competing and fighting against others. Number 7. You'll accomplish what nobody else can through recreation. Number 8. You'll become the spiritual summit. Number 9. You'll save the wastelands and the field of nobody. Number 10. You'll know God's absolute plan. The Remnant's Mission and the Spiritual Summit. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. God's absolute covenant to save the age through the gospel, the mission that comes from it, and the blessing of the spiritual summit given by God are the answers and blessings that you'll surely receive. Moses held on to this covenant, as did church officers like Jochebed and Jethro. You must relay this blessing to future generations. What are God's absolute covenant and mission that you must relay and have remnants hold on to? Number 1. Joshua. The absolute covenant given to Moses was relayed exactly to Joshua as well. Joshua was a person who had seen that God was with Moses, and he witnessed all the works that God accomplished. God promised Joshua, "Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you." God also told him, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." God will work in the same way upon remnants who have received the absolute covenant. Number 2. Caleb. Like Joshua, Caleb also witnessed God being with Moses and working through his life. When the Israelites faced unbelief because of the crisis of the hill country of Anak, Caleb made a confession of faith. He held on to the word given by God through Moses and relayed the fulfillment of that word before the Israelites. God has called you for the sake of raising remnants who have received the blessing of this spiritual summit. God has prepared the absolute covenant, mission, and blessing of the spiritual summit. However, most people don't take this seriously. In fact, God only needs one person possesses the absolute covenant. God gives a mission and the blessing of the spiritual summit to those who have the absolute covenant. This is the blessing that you must receive. Dear God, help me to hear your voice and to hold on to the absolute covenant. Guide me to enjoy the mission of relaying the covenant to future generations and to those whom I meet. Please raise me as the spiritual summit to save the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.